Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, July 31st, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
UGI to begin system upgrades next week in Milton. UGI Utilities will begin system upgrades in Milton on Monday, August 4th, as part of their commitment to safe and reliable service. The project includes gas main replacement along Broadway Street from Turbot Avenue to Queen Street. Side streets like Turbot Avenue, Stanton Avenue, and Queen Street will also be affected. Expect delays for Milton School District buses and restrictions on wide load truck traffic. Construction will take place Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with restricted parking on impacted streets. Some interruptions to natural gas service will occur, requiring equipment inspection and relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP, NASDAQ RLP 2025 Q2. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP for the 2025 second quarter. RLP reported a resilient quarter to resilient CORS volumes, offset by lower pricing and stable oil and gas royalty revenues. Total revenues decreased by 7.7% year-over-year to $547.1 million, with net income falling to $59.4 million. Despite macroeconomic uncertainties, ARLP updated its full-year guidance, expecting improved production, cost efficiencies, and strong commitments. Quarterly results showed revenue, AJ EBITDA, and AJ EPS of 547.5 Mengers, 161.9 Mengs, and 46 respectively. Coal sales revenue was 485.5 Mengs with 8.38 million tons sold. Royalty business brought in 53.1 Mengs. ARLP ended the quarter with $499.2 million in liquidity and a quarterly cash distribution of 60 cents per unit.
Green Energy Breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., NYS American UU, EFR, names Ross R. Bapu president, effective August 4th. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium, rare earth elements, and critical minerals, has named Ross R. Bapu as president effective August 4, 2025. Bapu brings over 35 years of mining and private equity experience, specializing in project evaluation, development, finance, and acquisitions in the mining and minerals sector. Mark S. Chalmers will remain as CEO and director. Bapu's expertise will strengthen the leadership team as Energy Fuels advances its uranium and rare earth initiatives. Energy Fuels is focused on uranium, rare earth elements, heavy mineral sands, vanadium, and medical isotopes operating in the western United States. For more information, visit energyfuels.com. T-Rock Global's Retail 360 wins 2020-25 TWICE VIP Award for Innovation in Retail Technology. T-Rock Global's Retail 360 product has won the TWICE VIP Award for Innovation in Retail Technology. Developed in-house, Retail 360 is an AI-powered platform redefining in-store performance. CEO Brett Beveridge says it delivers smarter, faster, and more personalized experiences. The platform features six core AI-driven solutions and manages the retail execution journey from planning to analysis. Retail 360 uses AI, machine learning, and image recognition to provide clarity and control across retail locations. To learn more about how T-Rock Global is revolutionizing the retail landscape, visit trockglobal.com.
Healthcare Triangle Inc.'s subsidiary, Quantum Nexus, advances strategic international partnerships, signaling approximately U2MEM revenue opportunity and global expansion. Healthcare Triangle Inc.'s subsidiary, Quantum Nexus, has advanced strategic partnerships in Malaysia, signaling a $2 million revenue opportunity and global expansion. These partnerships, secured just 45 days post-launch, highlight rapid execution and market fit. Quantum Nexus aims to address mental health and digital health innovation in global markets. Partnerships include collaborations with VSure Tech SDN-DEED and Malaysia's leading third-party administrator to provide integrative mental health platforms. Quantum Nexus chairman, Suresh Venkatachari, emphasizes the vision to redefine healthcare globally. COO Sujatha Ramesh notes the alignment with HCTI's growth strategy. Quantum Nexus is also exploring opportunities in Southeast Asia, such as hospital networks, clinic management systems, and psychological rehabilitation integration. Healthcare Triangle supports healthcare organizations through HITRUST certification, enabling digital transformation and data management.
Corsia lands Cybernetics Ventures investment to set the standard for machine identity in robotics. Corsia, the first and only machine identity provider MIDP, purpose-built to secure machine-to-machine communication, announced an investment from Cybernetics Ventures. This investment will accelerate Corsia's mission to secure every machine connection across robotics and industrial autonomous systems. The growing need for secure identity and access management in robotics and physical AI is highlighted by this investment. Corsia's machine identity platform ensures continuous verification and authorization at machine speed and scale, bringing security benefits to manufacturing APIs and protocols. With robotics and physical AI transforming industrial operations, the demand for fine-grained machine identity and access control is increasing. Corsia's platform delivers cryptographic machine identities, dynamic authentication, and automated lifecycle management for millions of machine identities. The investment from Cybernetics Ventures joins other leading venture capital firms in Corsia's Series A1 round, totaling $18 million. Splash Beverage Group secures first major international order for its new pristine Costa Rica water source in a $500,000 deal with UAE's All Day Group. Splash Beverage Group, Inc., has secured its first major international order for its new pristine Costa Rica water source in a $500,000 deal with UAE's All Day Group. The order, valued at a minimum of $500,000, highlights the demand for the naturally alkaline, mineral-rich water sourced from Costa Rica's cloud rainforest. All Day Group, known for its upscale retail and convenience operations in the Middle East, has placed an initial order for both 500-milliliter and 1,000-milliliter bottles. This early success showcases the global interest in Splash's new water brand, positioning it as an elite hydration product. The company credits its strategic partner, Utopia Holdings, for bringing global hospitality and retail relationships that have accelerated interest in the water. This order serves as validation of the brand's potential for rapid growth and scalability.
Miranda Water Technologies deploys second Miracell Essential System at major gold mine in Turkey. Miranda Water Technologies, a subsidiary of Rainmaker Worldwide Inc., has deployed a second Miracell Essential Wastewater Treatment System at Gubreda's Mining in Turkey. This system, designed for rugged environments like mine sites, supports over 500-day workers at one of Turkey's largest gold mining operations. The Miracell Essential is energy efficient, requires no daily operator, and can be quickly mobilized and set up. With over 1,200 installations in 40 countries, Miranda's Miracell systems are trusted in high-demand industrial applications. Rainmaker's CEO, Michael O'Connor, emphasized the company's commitment to delivering scalable wastewater systems for industrial clients. This deployment showcases Rainmaker's strategy of providing modular infrastructure solutions for rapid development and environmental compliance in industrial sectors.
Telvantis closes first half 2025 with $98 million plus in revenue, $1.8 operating profit, sees strong commercial momentum in June and beyond. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based technology-driven telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, closed the first half of 2025 with over $98 million in revenue and $1.8 million in operating profit. This marks a substantial improvement over 2024 performance. The company saw strong commercial momentum in June 2025, with gross profits for the second quarter at approximately 5.2%. Telvantis's CEO, Daniel Contreras, noted the sharp recovery in business and the team's commitment to success. The company is focused on driving value for shareholders and is pursuing potential acquisitions to fuel growth. Telvantis: restructuring efforts in 2024 have resulted in a scalable and profitable model that is now rapidly expanding. The company will hold an investor call to discuss first-half results and expects to close its initial acquisition in the coming weeks.
Telvantis closes first half 2025 with 98 Memo Plus in revenue, $1.8 operating profit, sees strong commercial momentum in June and beyond. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, closed the first half of 2025 with over $98 million in revenue and $1.8 million in operating profit. The company's strong commercial momentum in June and beyond has led to significant growth, surpassing its 2024 performance. Telvantis' revenue and margin trajectory is accelerating, positioning the company as a leader in the telecom technology space. With key revenue drivers like enterprise messaging and global expansion, Telvantis is delivering scalable growth. The company's restructuring efforts in 2024 have resulted in a profitable model that is now rapidly scaling. Telvantis plans to announce a H1 investor call, close its initial acquisition, and review first half-year results with auditors. For more information, visit Telvantis' website.
Merica Beer secures federal brewing permit, signaling bold new chapter for the brand. Merica Beer, the patriotic beer brand, has secured its federal brewer's permit from the TTB, signaling a new chapter for the company. With this milestone, Merica Beer can now expand production nationally and take full control of its brewing operations. Founder Derek Sisson stated, "Getting our federal brewing permit is more than just a legal step. It's a statement of who we are." The brand plans to focus on American-grown ingredients and introduce new limited edition labels, 16-ounce cans, and bottles. Stay tuned for more announcements on expanded availability and events in the coming weeks. Landon Capital Partners exits iMemories in strategic sale to Ancestry. Landon Capital Partners, alongside Greens Farms Capital, has announced the strategic sale of iMemories to Ancestry. iMemories, based in Scottsdale, Arizona, is a market leader in digitizing memories, having served over 1 million families in the U.S. Ancestry, headquartered in Lehigh, UT, is a global leader in family history and genomics. Since LCP's investment in 2022, iMemories has doubled EBITDA, expanded internationally, and enhanced its technology. The acquisition aims to help families preserve memories across generations. iMemories founder and CEO, Mark Rukavina, expressed gratitude for the support from LCP and Greens Farms Capital. The buyer, Ancestry, sees the acquisition as a way to enrich family storytelling experiences. JG Clarity plus Leonis acted as financial advisor to iMemories.
Ball Corporation's board declares quarterly dividend and elects new officer. Ball Corporation's board of directors has declared a quarterly cash dividend of 20 cents per share, payable on September 16, 2025, to shareholders of record as of September 2, 2025. In addition, the board has elected Edmund Ted Doering as the new Chief Information Officer, CIO, of Ball Corporation. Ted brings over 30 years of global IT leadership experience, previously serving as CIO at Berry Global and Chief Digital Officer at Emerson Electric. Ball will announce its second quarter 2025 earnings on August 5, 2025, followed by a quarterly conference call at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. For more information, visit Ball's website at www.ball.com/investors. Jumpstart announces leadership transition and appointment of interim CEO. Jumpstart announced that Julie Giacono will step down as CEO to pursue a new opportunity in healthcare innovation. Lauren Novick has been appointed as interim CEO starting August 4, 2025. Julie led Jumpstart through strategic evolution, achieving a balanced budget, and building a strong leadership team. She will continue as a consultant during the transition. Board Chair Cindy Torres-Essel expressed gratitude for Julie's impact and leadership. Jumpstart's operations remain strong, focused on supporting entrepreneurs for economic growth. Stay tuned for updates on the search for the next permanent CEO.
The Union Bank partners with OSAIC affiliate Savage & Associates. OSAIC, a leading wealth management provider, has partnered with Savage & Associates, an OSAIC-affiliated office, and the Union Bank Co. This collaboration will bring expanded investment services to Northwest and Central Ohio, transferring $127 million in assets under administration to OSAIC. Clients of Union Bank will now have access to a wider range of investment solutions through the Savage & Associates Advisor Network. Both organizations are dedicated to client-first financial guidance, with Union Bank focusing on rural communities and small businesses. This partnership allows for deeper reach into underserved markets while maintaining a commitment to relationship-based service. OSAIC's ongoing commitment to empowering independent advisors is reflected in this collaboration, contributing to the firm's expansion in regional markets.
Trading Technologies and Seven Ridge choose Thoma Bravo to continue TT's growth. Trading Technologies International, a global capital markets technology platform services provider, announced a partnership with Thoma Bravo and Seven Ridge for the next phase of growth. Thoma Bravo, a leading software investment firm, and Seven Ridge, TT's current owner, will join forces to propel TT forward. The transaction is expected to close in Q4 2025. CEO Justin Llewellyn-Jones expressed excitement for this collaboration, stating that TT is now in its strongest position yet to become the operating system for the capital markets. Thoma Bravo's senior partner, AJ Rode, highlighted TT's potential for accelerated growth and market leadership. With Thoma Bravo's expertise and resources, TT aims to meet the increasing demand for speed, reliability, and innovation in the financial markets.
Newsweek names Help at Home greatest workplace for parents and families. Help at Home, a leading national provider of in-home personal care services, has been named by Newsweek as one of America's greatest workplaces for parents and families 2025. This marks the third consecutive year the company has earned this recognition, highlighting its commitment to fostering a supportive workplace culture. Newsweek emphasized the importance of companies supporting the needs of working parents, with resources for maintaining work-life balance being a significant factor. Help at Home's culture of caring for its care workforce has been central to delivering compassionate care. Chief People Officer Michelle Bonfilio expressed gratitude for the recognition, emphasizing the company's focus on providing flexible schedules and benefits to support employee well-being. Help at Home's caregiver-first approach has led to high retention rates and client trust, setting industry standards for compassion and excellence.
Grant Thornton to expand advisory practice by joining forces with Auxys. Grant Thornton, a leading brand in professional services, is expanding its advisory practice by joining forces with Auxys, a pioneer in Latin American outsourcing and business modernization services. By acquiring Auxys, Grant Thornton will enhance its advisory services entity, Grant Thornton Advisors LLC, offering services in strategy, transformation, operations, M&A, technology, finance, sales and marketing, data, AI, cybersecurity, and tax. Auxys provides tech-enabled nearshore outsourcing services in finance, IT, HR, customer service, and industry solutions. The deal will strengthen Grant Thornton's full-service advisory offering, powered by AI and advanced technologies, and expand its multinational footprint. The transaction is expected to close later this year, subject to standard conditions. Yuma plumbers face surge in emergency calls as summer heat breaks records. Yuma plumbers are facing a surge in emergency calls this summer due to the intense heat wave and strained infrastructure. Aging pipes are failing, causing pipe bursts, low water pressure, and shutdowns. Local plumbers are working long hours to keep up with the demand. The extreme temperatures are putting pressure on the city's infrastructure, leading to urgent plumbing crises. Residential and commercial plumbers in Yuma are experiencing an increase in calls for services like water heater repairs, pipe bursts, and sewer line blockages. It is crucial to choose the right plumber for the job, whether it's for residential or commercial needs. With the summer heat damaging plumbing systems, it's important to address small issues before they escalate into costly repairs. Roto-Rooter Plumbing Yuma is a trusted name in the community, offering transparent pricing, rapid response, and 24/7 service availability for all plumbing needs. Lab space glut, leadership void, Montgomery County's economic malaise. Montgomery County faces a lab space glut, worsened by cuts to HHS funding. The state missed a $50 billion opportunity due to lackluster leadership. Job growth has been stagnant, with commercial vacancy rates high. The county's heavy reliance on federal employment is a risk. Instead of blaming Trump, leaders should focus on attracting bioscience businesses to fill vacant space. Suggestions include creating incubators for startups, research partnerships, and training centers. It's time for politicians to take action and revitalize the county's economy before it's too late. The Wax Edit now open for service at Salon and Spa Galleria Weisenberger in Fort Worth, TX. Licensed cosmetologist Emily Gallegos has opened the Wax Edit at the Salon and Spa Galleria Weisenberger in Fort Worth, Texas. With 5 years of experience, Gallegos specializes in Brazilian waxing and provides a professional and relaxed setting for her clients. In addition to Brazilian waxing, she offers a variety of other waxing services and extractions to ensure a comfortable experience. Gallegos focuses on providing comfort, education, and a non-judgmental approach to all clients. She also sells post-wax care essentials from Bush Balm. The Wax Edit is currently accepting new clients and offers a 20% discount for new clients who book through her website. Visit Gallegos' Instagram or TikTok page to learn more about the Wax Edit. Remote work boom fuels demand for side hustle training, say Darren and Mike. In the wake of the remote work revolution, more professionals are turning to side hustles to secure financial independence. Darren and Mike, founders of the Dream Team, a mentorship-driven program, are witnessing a sharp uptick in demand for side hustle training. With nearly 58 million Americans now part of the gig economy, there is a growing need for legitimate, results-oriented digital training. Darren and Mike's platform emphasizes mentorship, scalability, and long-term viability, helping beginners tap into e-commerce and digital marketing. As economic uncertainty drives more people to explore alternative income streams, their platform offers practical guidance, digital tools, and a values-driven roadmap for success in today's digital-first economy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.